Does the world give you a tough go-around?
This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you thought for today. Does the world give you a tough go-around? We live in the Absolute Monastery here up in Campo, high up in the mountains, and basically we are separated from all the world. The campus grounds are surrounded by public lands, and to the south is the Mexican border, and to the north is a community of people, all relatively peaceful and quiet and calm people. We hardly know they're there. But as we talk to each other, we'll see experiences, we'll see things going on in life, and we'll say, why does this person have a cold? Why does this person have a cough? Now, one of our monks has a cough now and then. And with the cough, she coughs, and then she coughs worse and worse and worse until she sounds just like it's going to be a death rattle. And we say, well, are you planning on dropping off? And she says, no, 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 no. And I said, why are you coughing? She says, well, and I said, are you just trying to get attention? And she says, well, and you see, we do things like that, and we have things like that. Now, does she have a cough? And the answer is no, she does not have a cough, but she chooses to have a cough. Now, why would anyone choose to have a cough? Well, they choose to have a cough because they want to get attention, or it gives them a moment to think, so they have more time to think of what they want to talk about or the things that's on their mind. And this makes it sort of interesting. We say to ourselves that we're the creator of our world. And we're creating our world to be a world filled with goodness and brightness and cheer and happiness and abundance and health and all good things. Well, then we ask ourselves, now, why does she have a cough? And she asks herself, why do I have a cough? And we say to her, do you have a cough? And she says, yes, I have a cough. Now we're on the track. And now we're on the program. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. What sort of response is she giving to the world? She's coughing, and so the world thinks she has a cough. And then she says, I have a cough, and she's pronouncing that she does have a cough. Now, does she want this cough? Herb, why are you talking so much about this cough? This cough is something that... Why are you talking so much about it? Well, these are tests. We each have an opportunity to go through life and have many wonderful examinations. When you're in school, your teacher will say to you, what is the multiplication table? And the teacher doesn't expect you to cough and hem and haw and try to gather time or have her go on to the next person. The teacher just wants you to speak what you've learned. Now, believe it or not, at the University of Healing and at the Absolute Monastery here, we have a school. And in the school, we have examinations continuously. And the examinations are testing us to see whether we practice what we are saying that we believe. Now, does she have a cough? Yes, she has a cough. How do we know she has a cough? Well, she coughs, and she tells us that she has a cough. Now, what if she would say, I don't have a cough anymore, and stop coughing? Would we think she doesn't? Oh, what happened? I guess you got over your cough. You don't say, what happened to your illness? What happened to your unhappiness that's in your life? What happened to your limitation that's in your world? When the limitation is no longer there, we just go on with living in our positive way. But if we are constantly being checked when we cough, oh, do you have a cough? Obviously, I got a cough. You heard me cough, you know. No, that's not the point. Do you acknowledge that you have a cough? Well, sure. I mean, I coughed. No, that's not the point. Are you whole and perfect? Yeah. Do you live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body? Yeah. Are you master of all the experiences in your world? Yeah. A little doubt there. Are you totally in charge of everything that goes on in your life? Yeah. We're given these tests. And you think to yourself, well, why do you give the test? Who needs a test? Well, we're all in testing time. You get in your car, and I don't say to you, can you drive the car? You have driven it before, and you get in the car with confidence, and you drive the car. And I believe that you can drive the car. Now, if you want to drive the car, then you should drive it. If you don't want to drive the car, then you should leave it alone and know that the car is driven perfectly and go on with it, whatever else you're doing, your conversation or your sharing or you're looking out the window or whatever you're doing. But get your nose out of driving the car. Because as long as you're going to be driving the car, then you might as well be driving the car in the first place instead of only a second-hand driver. If you're going to be looking at the world and you're going to see people cough, people do things that are unhappy for them sometimes, and you're going to be aware of it, then you are a second-hand cougher. You are a second-hand unhappy person. Now, the person comes into the room and they're vibrant in health. Oh, they are just so dynamic. Their bodies are just exuding the perfect health. And you look at them and you think, wow, what beautiful people. What beautiful charisma. What beautiful, beautiful, beautiful people. And you don't realize it. But what you're doing is you're admiring their wholeness and perfection. Now, you don't think you're admiring the wholeness and perfection because it's just such a natural thing for them to have. Now, when is it natural for us to have wholeness and perfection? When? When is it natural for us to live in harmony and peace? Well, if we're going to go around portraying ourselves as someone who coughs, or if we're going to go around coughing, people will think that we are coughers, and they'll either not want to be around us, or they will see us whole and perfect, and in their world, we are not coughing. In our world, we can be coughing, but in their world, we're not coughing, and they don't allow coughing done in there. There's just no coughing in the world of some people, and they don't have it. Now, why is it when the baby goes to sleep, everyone says, be quiet now, the baby's sleeping, be quiet. And really, do you want to be quiet? Why are you concentrating on the fact that the baby's sleeping? Why don't you just go on with your normal activities and talk and be who you are and just live in the normal way that you do and not try to put on a show for the baby sleeping? The minute you put on a show for the baby sleeping, the baby will be waking up. The baby will be concerned. You know how it is. The first night you live next to a railroad track, you hear the train all night long. Whenever the train goes by, you hear it, and you hear it. And then, after a short time, you don't hear it anymore. Is the train still there? Oh, yeah. what would happen if the trains weren't there anymore? Well, then you would hear the quietness, and you'd be aware of that for the first night or so, because whereas before it had been so noisy and predictable, now that noise is not there. Just like people talking around a baby that is sleeping. If people just forget themselves and be themselves and enjoy themselves talking around when the baby's sleeping, the baby will sleep. The baby will feel, the environment is normal. It's normal to have noise around me. It's normal to have talking around me. It's normal. It's perfectly okay. No problem. And he sleeps like a baby. Isn't that interesting? We do most naturally the things in the most natural occurrence. Now, if you need to have quietness and peace for you to go to sleep, you are concentrating on the noise rather than the sleep. If you need to have a certain condition existing, if you need to be warm to sleep, or if you need to be cool to sleep, or if you need anything at all to allow you to live in your harmonious manner, then you're possessed by that. When we were in the Navy, we were in boot camp and so forth, and we had to learn to work in the kitchen area, and we had to learn to do all sorts of things. Well, every single opportunity that we had to lay down and take a nap, we took a nap. We would lay down on the counters where the dishes would slide by when they were being washed, and when they weren't being washed, there's nothing to do. And we cleaned the kitchen, everything was done, and we just were there. And we couldn't go somewhere else because we were supposed to be there. So we stayed there, and we just laid down on whatever we could lay down on or leaned against and fell fast asleep. And people could come through there, noises could take place and wouldn't disturb us at all. But as soon as it was time for us to be awake and take care of our duty, we were awake. Nothing disturbed us because it wasn't supposed to disturb us. And we could be rather cool. It could be cool in there, or it could be hot. Most of the time it was really hot, and it was so hot, and yet we just went right to sleep, just relaxed, totally unbothered by anything going on around us. No matter what was going on, it didn't disturb us in the slightest. We create in our world whatever disturbances we want. And when we create a cough for ourselves, we create it for a reason. Now, if you don't know what the reason is, don't investigate it. It doesn't matter. The only thing that is important is that you are master of yourself. Now, do you want to cough? Then don't cough. Well, I can't stop it. It might tickle my throat. Tell your throat, I am balanced. I am harmonious. I am relaxed. And you don't cough when you're relaxed. Think about it. You don't cough when you are relaxed. So, if you have a cough coming on, relax. If you have a sneeze coming on, relax. Isn't it silly how you can take your finger and hold it up under your nose, not doing anything particular, just bring your finger up under your nose and put just a little tiny bit of pressure there when you're going to sneeze, and you don't sneeze. And you don't sneeze later either, unless you want to. We are so in charge of our bodies, of our minds, of our affairs. We're so in charge of everything that we are. But we don't take charge. And so what does take charge is the race consciousness that's about us. It's the activities that are going on around us. It's the feelings that other people have. And we have made that our own. Do we really want to do that? I would think not. And how do we handle it? We handle it beautifully and perfectly by just putting the right cause in motion and having the right attitude in our own mind. Yes, we are in charge of our world. And just like at the monastery, we have testing time all the time. And people say, why are you saying such a bad thing? And I say to them, why are you hearing it as a bad thing? Why are you judging what I'm saying as a bad thing instead of just saying, he's pushing my buttons, he's pushing my buttons. Am I going to have my buttons pushed? In the outer world, people are not going to say, we're all nice people out here and we always speak good things. They're going to just speak normal things that are normal for them. And if you are touched by it, then they're pushing your buttons. If the children are running around shouting dirty words and you listen to them and you think to yourself, what terrible, terrible, terrible children. And instead of that, your baby cries and you go into the bedroom and you take care of the baby and you don't hear the children anymore, and you hear the sweetest noise on earth is this lovely cooing of your own child, and you don't hear it anymore. Now, did you stop it from happening out there? Did your concern and indignation prove to be something valuable to make what they were doing equally bad? We can stop concentrating on anything in this world, and we can start concentrating on anything in this world. It's totally up to us. Just what we think we are. Are we going to cough? Are we going to not cough? Are we going to let other people push our buttons, or are we going to instantly recognize when someone is pushing our buttons? And we just say, I am peace. I am peace. And we take our attention and put it somewhere else. Or, if that bothers us, we say, I surround you with my pure white light of love, and all is in right order right now. And when we do that, then that person will cease to be a button pusher for us. They'll just be a wonderful being, and whatever they do, we'll look at it and call it good, and whatever it is that they're doing, we'll be happy to recognize it and use it however we wish to use it. Because we're the managers. We're the ones in charge. Now, are you ready for such a grave responsibility? Are you ready to be the master of yourself? Are you ready to determine what is it that is important for you? If you are, then open yourself up to it and watch how you, as the master, dissolve every negative condition that might be made available in your life, because you are the master. It's a lot of fun. Join with me in thinking these beautiful thoughts and knowing these beautiful thoughts, and they are yours now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.